Hey, you know what that is? Well, if you were here with me right now on the tailgate, you would know exactly what that is. Hey, I'm Blake. And those are my neighbors. Just kidding, that's a UPS truck. And this is your tailgate talk. This behind me is a large pile of chicken manure. It's about 100 feet long and about, I don't know, 20 feet wide or so. I think based on my horrible math, it's somewhere around 60 tons. I've got about another 90 tons or so in a barn right up the road. And everywhere on the farm is a bit of a swamp, so it can't be spread right now. And so here it sits, waiting for the sun and wind to drop the farm so we can spread it on the cow field. And it's not a pleasant thing for our house is just right there. So it's not a real pleasant odor for us or our neighbors. It's just not real great, but it is what it is. We live in the country and this is just part of country life. And this is part of really the spring. It kind of happens throughout the summer, but part of the spring for us because we raise hay. And this is the part of raising hay that literally stinks, literally. But it's the part that stinks that makes the hay grow. Now follow me for a second. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, Paul said something that really resonates with me, because I think you have probably been through some seasons in your life that resembled this pile behind me. It stunk. I have. I mean, I've been through entire seasons of my life that made zero sense. Sometimes it was the result of my own stupidity, and I'm just going to be completely honest with you here. Sometimes it was the result of the, you know, stupidity of others, but it stunk. It just stunk. I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy it. It stunk. And Paul wrote in the book of Romans chapter 5 that those tribulations produce perseverance. And perseverance produces character. And character produces, hope. And that hope doesn't disappoint, he says, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. What in the world does that mean? Listen, if you're a follower of Jesus, bad days may stink, but guess what? They're making you grow. They're making you grow. Do you know how much better our yield is on a hayfield because of this? Do you know how much better the yield on my life has been spiritually because of those seasons that have stunk? God's growing you, friend. And so what do you do in the seasons that stink? Turn your eyes toward Him. Lean into Him. Because He's growing you. Praise God for the hope in Jesus. And if you don't know Him today, oh friend, listen to me. There is no hope outside of Jesus Christ. We would love to talk to you more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Contact us through this LifeWord page and let us talk to you more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Today, right wherever you are, wherever you're watching this video from, you can put your faith and trust in Christ by crying out to Him, saying, Jesus, I know that You died for me. I know that You were buried for me and resurrected for me. And I put my faith and trust in You today to forgive me for my sin and be my Savior. Contact us to know more about what that means. Listen, thank you for joining me on the tailgate today. Until next time, have a great week. I love you, and I'll see you next time on a tailgate.